Hello, it's the new year, a new beginning, a time for fresh starts. But it's also a time for reflection, for a mental audit of the past 12 months, the pluses and the minuses, the ups and the downs. When we look back over the big book of life, just how will this most recent chapter feature? Maybe it isn't even a chapter, maybe it's just a page. Appropriately enough, on New Year's Eve, I completed the final edit of my dissertation for my first year of studies at Ashridge Business School. Three pristine, wire-bound copies now sit on my desk, to be delivered in the next couple of days. I have no idea if they're any good. It's been a while since I completed any academic work, and I don't know where the bar is now set, but nevertheless, it brings a sense of completion, at least for this leg of the journey. For those who don't know, I'm studying executive coaching, which, for want of a better shorthand, and I'm sure some of my colleagues will turn a hair at this, is the application of psychotherapeutic techniques in the workplace. It's a combination of psychological theory and practical tools to help me help others to learn. I'm talking here about deep learning, about seeing how we see the world, about understanding how our responses to events shape our individual worlds, and indeed how we are shaped by our responses. It's about understanding the patterns and the scripts we carry, usually without being aware that they even exist. I don't think it's too dramatic to say that, for me personally, this first year has been life-changing. Not in a I've won the lottery and can now get new neighbours sort of a way, but rather in a subtle, interior, incremental fashion. Getting a clearer understanding of how I see the world, and especially the baggage that I bring into every conversation. Of course, we all do it. We each carry a ready reckoner in our heads, and we look at the world through that set of filters. It defines both who we are and what we see. When all you carry is a hammer, everything is a nail, and so we listen for personal nails. In truth, we only listen with half an ear anyway. The rest of us is given to a tape that's playing constantly in our head like internal muzak. Chattering monkeys delivering a constant stream of stuff and nonsense. Try sitting still for 5 minutes and listening to what's going on in your skull. You might find it's a very, very noisy place. In the coaching space, all that dies away. At least, that's what we aspire toward, a silence of genuinely experiencing the other person in the room. It sounds easy, but in truth, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. Like learning to speak all over again, and learning to drive, and learning to read, all at the same time. The problem is that every word, every phrase, every idea that the other person offers into a conversation starts a series of associations that can take your attention for a walk and leave the other talking to themselves. You've probably done it 2 or 3 times, listening to this few minutes. It's part of the human condition. When that happens, the challenge is to catch yourself as quickly as possible, bring your attention back into the room, and to silence those monkeys. And when that happens, well, it's almost spiritual. The tape is paused, the noise abates, and all that exists is a clear connection between two minds. It's both liberating and energizing. So my resolution list for 2011 looks very different than from previous years. Oh, I still need to take more exercise and drink less coffee, to spend less on gadgets and to put more into my pension, to read more classics and to watch less of Dave on TV. But all that's going on the back burner. My list this year has just one goal, captured in 3 words. To listen well.